Welcome to Black Hat 2017 in beautiful Las Vegas, securityguytv.com. What's your name, sir?
I'm Brian Knopf.
And what's the name of your company?
I work for Neustar.
Neustar dot?
Dot biz.
You made me change it, so make sure you get that biz in there.
Neustar.
All right.
Dot biz.
Now spell Neustar for me.
It's N-E-U-S-T-A-R,
right.
As in neutral.
Oh, good. I dig your hair, man. That's very cool.
Appreciate it.
I like the white. The white's good, too.
It would be white now. I'm in white.
Now, just do me one favor to keep your mic a little closer like this.
Okay.
Now, what does Neustar do?
So Neustar is in charge of a lot of DNS services, DDoS scrubbing services, and we also do identity management for IoT. So the part that I work on is the IoT identities platform.
Now, there's too many acronyms in there.
Yes.
So you better take
okay.
the next question. Go ahead.
Distributed denial of services.
Now, I knew that's what it meant. But when you said you work on it, I got confused.
Oh, okay.
You're defending against it.
We defend, yeah. So
okay.
our customers, when they get attacked, we actually scrub that traffic out and then pass the good traffic
interesting.
Back.
Interesting. I participated in a case. It was a case of first impression in Boston Federal Court. A guy sent out 325,000 emails. It wasn't even a distributor, just a regular denial. Because he was mad we were playing a baseball game instead of NASCAR. And he was an ISP provider. And Secret Service came in and said, you're under arrest, taking on your computers. And 325,000 emails ain't no big thing nowadays, right?
Well, we see a lot of, there's a lot of those kind of attacks from gamers and
right.
different, trying to take out sites. So
we're talking about millions of emails now instead of a couple hundred thousand.
Millions, terabytes of traffic.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going to scrub it. You're going to say, listen, we got this. Here's all the fake emails. We're going to take that out, take care of it. But how are you preventing the server from going down before that happens?
Well, we basically pass that traffic. We can do local scrubbing, and we do scrubbing in the cloud environment so that all the bad traffic is getting pulled out.
Oh, before it gets there?
Before it gets
there.
Oh,
excellent. Okay.
So there's no latency. You're helping your clients to maintain consistent...
Well, that depends. I mean, that's not the part of the business I work on the most. I mostly work on the IoT platform.
Right.
But Neustar's sort of bread and butter was the DDoS scrubbing services. We are one of the largest DNS providers, so... recursive DNS, so doing lookups. We also provide top-level domain registry for 400 top-level domains. So we have a lot of businesses, and then we're the original company that is able to port your cell phones. So if you go and port your cell phone in the country, it only goes through us.
Mm-hmm.
So there's parts of Neustar that have been around for a long time.
Interesting.
And then since we're directory services, we have started doing that for IoT as well. So my company, OneID, was acquired in August by Neustar, and it was a framework built to identify devices and servers and services so that you can revoke them in real time. So if you have an attack that happens on an IoT device or the servers that serve them content, you can remove those immediately rather than spending months or weeks cleaning up.
Excellent. So if I'm Whirlpool and then our sales agents out in the field, particular region, have been compromised, at real time you can remove them. How do you get them up and running so quickly?
So provisioning is actually pretty simple. You just generate the identities, and then the public key for that comes to Neustar. And so our co-signing service validates in real time for every request that server is still valid for your Whirlpool project, if that was the case.
Excellent. And we spoke a little bit about that, the regulatory regime. In particular, banks are required under the regulations to maintain a continuous trading environment. I know that's in a different area that you are in, but over time, could you speak to the types of threats that you're seeing that cause business interruptions, and how does your product and service mitigate those risks?
So, whether it's a bank or oil and gas, those things aren't really any different as far as the types of attacks. So if a server was compromised, right, either through an attacker or a device is compromised, right, let's say someone's computer or tablet or phone, the idea of TDI is that we can revoke those instantaneously so that the next request that tries to go through from that device is now removed. And so that's a very different thing than PKI as it was designed originally, which was really about you have to do an update on that device to remove that public key from it. We don't have that problem. We actually remove it because we're storing it in our servers.
Mm-hmm.
And so the device just knows that the server was authorized for it. And so when you remove that, it doesn't have to have that key removed from it.
Understood. Thank you.
So.
Good. And then in terms of the plans for the future, are you able to speak about any exciting, product development or new features that you're offering as a response to the, types of threats and business continuity issues your clients have experienced?
So while we're focused on the IoT space, a lot of what we're doing, my talk tomorrow at Black Hat is releasing the framework. And so that framework is going to be used for device manufacturers, platform builders, so they can digitally sign those packages, right? Whether it's firmware or updates, and they can deploy this to their servers, their devices. That way they can respond to attacks very quickly. That, and it even allows them to replace their entire environment and get it up and running so that if they've lost access to everything, they can recover their entire environment.
Excellent. Well, that's certainly a service that's needed in the age of now WannaCry and all of these other now increasing number of global attacks that are impacting financial services, the energy grid, healthcare, hospital networks, et cetera. So what your service provides is obviously very important to continuity and to resiliency.
Yeah, I mean, identity is a big problem nowadays with a lot of the systems, you know, whether it's IoT or not, not authenticating who's sending it information. With the basis that if you're on the network, you're allowed to be there and allowed to communicate. And we take the premise that trust nothing until proven otherwise, every single request.
Now, our denial of service attacks, I mean, they were kind of the flavor of the day way back, right? Now you hear about ransomware, you know, phishing. What's more prevalent as far as attacks go?
I mean, we see denial of service attacks every single day.
They
still happen. I mean, Everyone knows Mirai because that was, you know, a lot of cameras and what we call network video recorders that were doing the attacking, which is really the first time you've seen IoT devices themselves generate that kind of traffic.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But, you know, whether it's cryptoware, that's, you know, that kind of stuff that's happening on devices, you've seen that on IoT now, which is a newer thing. Hospitals are being hit by it because those systems really lack updates. So you're going to start to see those kind of things continue until people start doing things about supply chain management, about identity, about patching. And all of those things are very important to the platform we're building.
That makes me nervous when you say that hospitals are lacking in upgrades. Is my heart monitor not upgraded? I'm not getting the right reading. But
you
know, it's true. It's a weird environment for that, isn't it?
Many of those hospitals run Windows XP.
So I know. It's weird.
Very old systems, unpatched. We're not intended to ever be connected to the internet. And now they're connected.
That's true.
And,
yeah.
And, you know, as far as those medical devices, many lack a lot of the basic security controls.
So. Yeah.
Another opportunity.
Now, Ryan, every show that I do, I say, you know, I feel better or worse. Now I feel worse. Now, I'm glad that you guys are doing something to stop it, but, boy, you know, Windows XP in my hospital. You're doing heart surgery, dude. I need Windows 10, all right, at least. But, you know, these are the challenges that keep you guys busy, to keep you busy. What keeps you up at night? What do you worry about?
So, for me, it's the prevalence of IoT that's spreading into the enterprise.
Okay.
You know, if you look at things like, you know, Gartner says it's 5.6 million devices a day that are registered for IoT.
Wow.
Most of the manufacturers aren't putting the kind of security controls that need to be there.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of devices that can be used for denial of service attacks, other kinds of spoofing attacks, or sniffing attacks, listening to the traffic on a network. Until we start controlling those, who's allowed to communicate with whom, those kind of things are going to continue.
And now here's a bonus question for you. One of my favorite movies is The Dark Knight. And when Mr. Fox turned on all the cell phones in the city and made them all listening devices and cameras, my family said, that's ridiculous, that can never happen. And I said, I'll bet you $5 that can happen if somebody wanted to do it. We're close to being able to do that, aren't we? In theory.
Not close. It's possible. Very possible.
It is possible. Yeah.
Patching IoT devices is very similar to patching Android devices, where you have to patch the entire stack at once, right? And Google's doing a good job of trying to separate that out so they can patch individual applications.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But that was a big problem of being able to update, whether it was available for the phone or not.
Yeah.
And then you have the problem of users actually wanting to update. Right? We're asking users to be patching teams, and they're not.
Yeah.
We need to make consumers, it easy for them to understand security and not make them security teams.
I don't like doing updates. The last thing I did was Lollipop, and it completely messed up my phone forever.
And it takes a lot of time, so.
Mr. Brian, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate
it. Newstart.biz.
Yes. Check them out on the web, and thanks for coming to Black Hat 2017 on SecurityGuideTV.com.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.